Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Today we're grading the box scores from the fourth week of the NFL season. Okay, we do this every single week. See who actually won, who actually lost, who deserved the win, and whatnot. We'll start off with Thursday Night Football, Seattle, Arizona. This game, so Seattle was dominating this game. Arizona looked terrible until the end of the game where Arizona made a miraculous comeback, almost stole one, and then Seattle had to do what they had to do to kick a field goal at the end of the game to win it. We actually covered this in a video this week about Arizona messing up and not going for two the first time they scored in the fourth quarter. So if you want to see that video, go check it out. I'll do a little game theory for y'all there. But let's look at the team stats real quick. First down, Seattle, 20-18. Now, these stats are going to be kind of – these are a little bit wonky because it was kind of a blowout, but it wasn't that much of a blowout to where we have to discount stats or anything. Total yards, 384 Seattle, 253 Arizona. YPP, 6.0 to 4.0. So 2 yard difference in YPP is pretty serious. Rushing, 155 to 89, 5.2 yards carry to 4.4. Granted, Seattle ran the ball 35 times to Arizona 17. Penalties, 7-6. Turnovers, Arizona with 2, Seattle with 1. And then time of possession, Seattle had 27 minutes, and Seattle had 32 minutes, Arizona had 27 minutes. So Seattle definitely should have won this game, no doubt about it. They won the turnover battle, they won time of possession, they won total yards, they won YPP by 2. So no doubt this one should have been this should have been a 10-point game, something like that, maybe even more. Definitely should not have been a 3-point game. Definitely should not have been a last-second field goal situation. So Arizona made it look respectable, but Seattle won that one comfortably in the box score. All right, Buffalo and New Orleans. Okay, we've covered this game a lot. First downs, New Orleans 22-20. Third down efficiency, New Orleans holds Buffalo 3 for 10, which is a win. Anytime you're playing Josh Allen, to hold them to that. Total plays, New Orleans 65, Buffalo 57. Total yards, Buffalo 356 to 298. Yards per play, Buffalo 6.2 to New Orleans is 4.6. So pretty serious discrepancy there. Let's see, passing 191 to 109. Rushing, this is where New Orleans had a good day on the ground, 189 to 165. 34 rush attempts to 32, so this game was certainly on the ground. New Orleans yards per rush 5.6, Buffalo 5.2. Penalties, New Orleans cuts the penalties way down to 4, 3 of those being on special teams. And then Buffalo had 11 penalties confirmed. They do not respect Sean McDermott. Turnovers each had 1. Time of possession, Buffalo 31 minutes, New Orleans 28. So Buffalo should have won this game. Maybe a little bit closer than the final score. Probably like a 7-ish point game somewhere in there, but not too terribly far off. The final score probably should have been more in the neighborhood of like maybe something like 26-34 or something like that. But yeah, Buffalo was the deserved winner there. Okay, let's keep it moving. Viking Steelers, this was in Ireland. Crazy game here. Minnesota was terrible. Carson Wentz was really bad. But first downs, 23 for Minnesota, 19 for Pittsburgh. Total plays, 72 Minnesota, 53 for Pittsburgh. Total yards, 372 Minnesota, 313 for Pittsburgh. Yards per play, 5.2 Minnesota, 5.9 for Pittsburgh. Passing, 302 Minnesota, 182 Pittsburgh. Rushing, 131 for Pittsburgh with a 4.5 yards per carry, 70 for Minnesota with a 3.5 yards per carry, 8 penalties for Minnesota, 5 for Pittsburgh, and then here's the big one, 2 turnovers, 2 interceptions for Minnesota, 0 for Pittsburgh, so Pittsburgh wins the turnover battle. Time of possession, 33-34 Minnesota, 26-26. That would have been crazy if it was 33-33 and 26-26 for Pittsburgh. So Pittsburgh should have won this game. They won the yards per play, albeit only by 0.7. They also won the turnover battle by 2. If you win YPP and the turnover battle, then you're going to win the game. Pittsburgh deserved to win this one. Minnesota was bad. This was a really bad game for Minnesota. Carson Wentz, ugly. I got a sneaky feeling that J.J. McCarthy is all of a sudden going to be healthy really soon. All right, Atlanta and Washington. Atlanta with the bounce back. We bet Atlanta. It was a classic. You can beat 30-0. Next game, you bounce back. Washington had a ton of injuries. Marcus Mariota's playing again. Let's see how it looked in the box score. I'm pretty sure I was tracking this game because, like I said, I had Atlanta. I'm pretty sure Atlanta dominated this game. 24 first downs to 17 for Atlanta. Atlanta was 6 for 12 on third down. Washington was only 1 for 8. Yuck. Atlanta, 435 yards of offense to 294. Atlanta, 6.8 yards per play to 5.8. Atlanta, 307 yards passing to 147. Atlanta ran the ball for 128 yards to Washington's 147. Atlanta did only manage 3.5 yards on the ground. And then they each had a turnover. Atlanta had 34 minutes of offense to 25 minutes for Washington. Atlanta deserved this win. A lot of yards, full yardage in YPP. Turnovers are equal. Had the ball for almost 10 minutes more. Yeah, this looks like an easy, deserved win to me. A lot of yards from Arizona. You got to figure they want to run the ball a little better, though. Detroit and Cleveland. All right, so Detroit is all of a sudden who we thought Green Bay was. Right after the first game, everyone thought Green Bay was the Kings of the North, but apparently Detroit, the King of the North. Cleveland, by the way, has turned to Dylan Gabriel. So they've benched Joe Flacco. Dylan Gabriel will start. 34-10 was the final, so a 24-point win. Let's go ahead and see how that looked in the box score. First downs were equal, 16-16. Total yards, 277 for Detroit, 249 for Cleveland. Ugly offensive game. Yards per play, 4.9 for Detroit, which is bad, but a full yard better than Cleveland, who is 3.8, which is disgusting. Rushing, Detroit, 109 yards, but only 3.8 yards per rush, and Cleveland had 79 yards rushing for 2.9. Penalties were the same, 6-6. Turnovers, here you go. Detroit had one turnover. Cleveland had 3. Detroit also had a defensive and special teams touchdown. So there you go. 28 minutes of possession for Detroit, 31 minutes for Cleveland. It's crazy how good Cleveland's defense is. Like, every single week, it's the same story. Every single week, it's, oh, yeah, they're holding their opponent to 4-something yards per play. Oh, yeah, they're holding their opponent to 3-point-something yards per rush. Oh, yeah, they're holding their opponent to 250 yards total. And then they lose. Like, they're just wasting a really good defense in Cleveland. Like, it's that simple. They're just wasting a really, really good defense. And, you know, it's sickening, but it is what it is. Detroit should have won this game for sure. +2 in the turnover margin. They get the defensive special teams touchdown. They win YPP by a full yard. But, man, I mean, if Cleveland just had anything at quarterback, I'm not usually this, you know, I don't usually say go trade for this guy, go trade for that guy, but it's crazy. Like, you wonder, you know, like Jameis Winston, players like that are out there. Like, you know, if Cleveland just had anyone that could even just exist as a player, you'd think they'd be so much better than they are because of how good their defense is. But it is what it is. Carolina, New England, another blowout here. Carolina gets blown out again. They are horrible. 21 first downs for Carolina. So some of these, I mean, it's 28-6 at halftime. It is 35-6 in the third quarter. So a lot of this is going to get discounted as far as the yards and all that. YPP, this is the important thing here, 6.4 yards per play for New England, 5.0 yards per play for Carolina. Turnovers, no turnovers for either team. 2 defensive or special teams touchdowns for New England. 35 minutes of possession for Carolina, 24 minutes for New England. You know, this is one of those games, like I said, you get up early. It is what it is. You know, like, they won by 1.4 yards per play, deserved to win. Did they deserve to win by this much? And blowouts, it's, you know, at a certain point, you kind of hit critical mass. So it's like, is 35-13 that much better? Is, you know, 31-13 that much better? Probably not. But New England definitely deserved to win. Carolina scuffling. Bryce Young has been terrible. Dave Canales is terrible. They got to figure something out in Carolina. David Tepper more than likely will start firing people. All right, this is probably the most fugazi box score of the week. Giants, Chargers, Jackson Dart gets the win. huge game, right? Huge game. First downs, 20, a huge game for the Giants and for Jackson Dart. 20 first downs for the Giants, 17 for the Chargers. 250 yards for the Giants, 338 for the Chargers. Here's your big boy. 3.6 yards per play for the Giants, 6 yards per play for the Chargers. So 2.4 yards per play better. The Chargers, though, 14 penalties confirmed. The Chargers do not respect Jim Harbaugh. They hate Jim Harbaugh as a coach, confirmed. 2 turnovers, no turnovers for the Giants. So 14 penalties and minus 2 in the turnover margin wipes out 2.4 yards per play advantage. The Giants also had the ball for 35 minutes. The Chargers for 24 minutes. The turnovers are tough, but it's hard to see this box score and say that the Giants deserve to win the game when you have 3.6 yards per play compared to 6, but turnovers and those penalties probably do balance it out. With that being said, I think the Giants lose in New Orleans this week. I think this is a pseudo-Fugazi box score. Money is pouring in on New Orleans. The Saints have flipped from a 2-point, some places 2.5, or plus 2.5 as an underdog. They're now flipped all the way to minus 2.5 as a favorite. That's an enormous move. So a lot of respected money coming into New Orleans off of the heels of this Fugazi box score. You're going to hear a lot of people this week talk about how Jackson Dart's the future, Jackson Dart's a superstar, Jackson Dart's elite, whatever. I have a feeling the Giants come back to earth in the Superdome. Tough one there, man. 14 penalties for a Jim Harbaugh coach team. Sad to see him lose that, you know, lose the respect of that locker room. Here's another Fugazi box score. The Philadelphia Eagles, 4-0. Somehow, they keep doing it. 31-25, beat the Buccaneers in Tampa. First downs, 18 for the Bucs, 16 for the Eagles. The Bucs, 376 yards of offense. The Eagles, 200. The Bucs, 5.5 yards per play. The Eagles, 3.4, 2.1 yards per play in favor of the Buccaneers. The Eagles run the ball for 88 yards. They run the ball for 2.8 yards a carry. They throw the ball for 112 yards. The Bucs have 2 turnovers. The Eagles don't have any. 1 defensive special teams touchdown for the Eagles. 31 minutes time of possession for the Bucs. 28 for the Eagles. The Eagles win the game. How? The Eagles also did not complete a pass in the second half. I will repeat that again. The Eagles did not complete a pass in the second half of this game on the road against Tampa Bay, and they won the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Game. Insane that this keeps happening. But two turnovers for the Bucs, none for the Eagles. It happens. I've never seen a box score like this where a team loses YPP by over two yards. They run the ball for 2.8 yards a carry. They throw for 112 yards. They do not complete a pass in the second half. On the road, they lose time of possession. They lose total yards. They lose the first downs. They lose everything except the game. How in the hell is Philadelphia doing this? I saw where Philadelphia is the only team that has been outgained in all 4 of their first games and win all 4 of their first games. Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, that's why we go through these box scores, because not all wins are the same. You would think, like, oh, the Eagles went down there and dominated. Like, it's also insane that the Eagles scored 31 points. They scored 31 points. Like, the Eagles scored 31 points. They had 112 yards passing with no completions in the second half and 88 yards rushing. How do you get 31 points out of that? You know, it's just nuts. It's crazy how it happens sometimes. But that is why box scores aren't created equal. And to say, oh yeah, Philadelphia went and beat Tampa in Tampa. They scored 31 points. You're like, damn, Saquon must have went nuts. Damn, Jalen Hurts must have went nuts. No, actually, they did literally nothing but somehow win the game. All right, Titans, Texans. The Titans are a nightmare. I mean, Brian Callahan's got to go. I don't know how he hasn't been fired yet. They're wasting Cam Ward's rookie season. Cam Ward's been really bad, but let's look at this box. I mean, this is a, it's 26-0. Like, the box score is what it is. But 20 first downs to 10, 353 yards of offense to 175, 5.4 yards per play to 3.8, 224 yards passing to 93. Just sickening what Tennessee's doing out there. And Tennessee had a turnover, an interception from Cam Ward. Oh, and Houston had the ball for 38 minutes compared to 21 minutes. I mean, Tennessee is far and away the worst team in the NFL. Really, really, really bad. And you almost can't even, I mean, Cam Ward has been atrocious, but you can't even review Cam Ward because of how bad just the team is, how bad Brian Callahan is, how bad that whole thing is. You know, you can't even, you can't even really take a look at what Cam Ward's done until Callahan is out of there. All right, next up, Colts-Rams. Finally, the Colts lose a game. The Rams, really good. The Rams, 24 first downs to 17, 70 plays to 56, 462 yards of offense to 333, 6.6 yards per play to 5.9 yards per play, 360 yards passing to 248, 102 yards rushing to 85. The Colts had 11 penalties, confirmed. They do not respect Shane Steichen. The Colts had three turnovers to the Rams' one, so plus two in the turnover margin for the Rams. The Rams also had 31 minutes to 28, so the Rams definitely deserve to win this game. Plus two in the turnover margin, win total yards, win first down, win YPP. That's a win to me. So good win for the Rams. By the way, Puka Nacua currently on pace to break the single-season record for receptions and receiving yards. Interesting stuff. Jaguars, 49ers. 26-21 Jags, 49ers 22 first downs, 18 for the Jags, 8 for 13 on third down, impressive, 389 yards for the Niners, 325 for the Jags, 6.2 yards per play for the Niners, 5.2 yards per play for the Jags, so full yard better for the 49ers, yards rushing 151 for the Jags. Jags are currently the best rushing offense in the NFL. Let's see, 151 rushing for the Jags, 83 for the 49ers, 4.7 yards a carry. You already know, because we've looked at this and it's like, okay, well, the 49ers won YPP, the 49ers won yards, the 49ers were 8 for 13 on third down, the 49ers won first downs. You already know. Jacksonville Jaguars, 0 turnovers, the 49ers, 4 turnovers, two interceptions, 2 fumbles, defensive special teams touchdown for the Jaguars. That's how it happens. And the Jags win by 5. So when this kind of thing happens, the Jaguars get the win. But when you're plus 4 in the turnover margin, you shouldn't be squeaking ahead by 5, right? So this box score is a little controversial. Now, what can you do with it? Not much, because Brock Purdy is hurt again. So you still have to kind of downgrade San Francisco moving out of this because of the Mac Jones situation. But, yeah, the Jags, you know, got to win with more margin when you have a plus 4 in the turnover. Ravens-Chiefs, I don't think this one was close either. Again, kind of a weird box score because you had the Lamar Jackson injury. Kansas City, 24 first downs. They had 382 yards of offense. The Ravens actually win YPP 6.8 to 5.5. 6.8 is high. But you know the drill. The turnovers. Ravens had 2. Chiefs had 0. That's it. Chiefs also had 34 minutes of time of possession to 25 minutes. So the Chiefs lose time of possession, but you win first downs, you win total yards, you go plus 2 in the turnover margin, you win time of possession by 10 minutes. It happens, and that's how you get to this. So the Chiefs deserved winner there. Lamar Jackson injured, will miss a couple of weeks. So it'll be the Cooper Rush show in Baltimore. Scary hours. Can Baltimore miss the playoffs? Bears, Raiders. Crazy game here. Raiders should not have lost this game, but they find a way to another block kicked at the end of the game. Raiders, 17 first downs to 16, 357 yards of offense to 271, 6.9 yards per play for the Raiders to 4.2 yards per play. So the Bears lost yards per play by 2.7 yards per play. By the way, for all the people who are seeing the Bears going 2-2, and winning this game and saying Ben Johnson is who we thought he is. No, he is not. You average 4.2 yards per play against the Las Vegas Raiders. you had 271 yards of total offense against the Las Vegas Raiders. Okay. Why do you think they won? We're doing this exercise every week. The Raiders had a 6.9 yards per play to 4.2, 2.7 yards per play difference. What's going to be the equalizer? Turnovers. Raiders had 4, Bears had 1. Plus 3 in the turnover margin gets you every time. And it took a blocked field goal at the end, or the Raiders would have won this one. Fugazi box score. Chicago should not have come out with a win here. It's one of those things where you see it. It's like, all right, maybe Ben Johnson's doing something. Maybe Caleb Williams is doing something. Maybe this team is doing something. Oh, and the Raiders ran for 240 yards, had 7.7 yards rushing compared to Chicago's 2.7. Chicago ran the ball for 69 yards, but lose the game. So the Raiders have more yards, 2.7 plus 2.7 in the YPP battle. They had 7.7 yards rushing and 240 yards total rushing and lose the game because Geno Smith throws 3 interceptions and they have 4 turnovers. So ugly, man. Ugly with the Raiders. Geno Smith has been really bad the last couple weeks. Packers-Cowboys, crazy game. One of the best games I've ever seen Dak Prescott play. Maybe the best game he's ever played. Offensive explosion. It was 13-2 at one point in the second quarter, and then all hell broke loose. Yards per play, Dallas 6.5 to 6.2. Total offense, our total yards, 489 Green Bay, 436 Dallas. 4.5 yards on the ground for Dallas, 4.7 for Green Bay. Dallas, 11 penalties confirmed. Dallas does not respect their head coach. Green Bay had 1 turnover. Dallas probably should have won this game. They win YPP. They are plus 1 in the turnover margin. Time of possession is equal, but just a crazy, crazy, crazy game. Certainly a 50-50 game. Certainly. I mean, it was close, but Dallas should have won the game for sure. You win YPP. You know, everything else is equal. So Dallas kind of hard luck to lose this one. You know, you hate to lose that one if you're the Cowboys, but at the same time, you didn't lose. So I guess it's hard to tie that one, I guess, if you're the Cowboys. Monday Night Football, both these games were kind of whatever. 27-21, the Dolphins, but the Jets kind of make a game of it at the end. Not really, though. Let's take a look. The Jets ran the ball really well in this game. Justin Fields, such a good ball carrier, such a bad quarterback, though. The Jets, 23 first downs to the Dolphins, 19 total yards. The Jets, 404 to 300. The Jets, 7.1 yards per play to 5.4. Passing 207 to 177, rushing 197 to 123, 7 yards per rush. That is impressive for the Jets. But what do you think it is, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think happened? They won yards per play by 2.7. They won total yards by 104. They won first downs. What do you think got them? Turnovers. The Jets have 3 fumbles, 3 turnovers. The Dolphins have 0. So the Dolphins are plus 3 in the turnover margin. Oh, and the Jets have 13 penalties confirmed. They do not respect Aaron Glenn. That's how it happens. That is how it happens, ladies and gentlemen. It is so difficult to lose the turnover battle and win a game in the NFL. And then the last game, Monday Night Football, Denver beats Cincinnati 28-3. This was an ugly one. Cincinnati, man. Cincinnati is a train wreck. They are horrible. Horrible. In their current state, they may be the second worst team in the NFL. They're still not as bad as the Browns, but woof. It's crazy how after Jake Browning played his first game and Joe Burrow got hurt, you had people honestly saying that Jake Browning should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He is terrible. 29 first downs for Denver to 9 first downs for Cincinnati. Wow. Since he was 2 for 11 on third downs, 8 for 14 for Denver. Denver ran 80 plays compared to Cincinnati's 43 plays. Denver had 512 yards of offense to Cincinnati's 159. Denver had 6.4 yards per play to Cincinnati's 3.7. They had 326 yards passing to Denver or to Cincinnati's 106. They had 186 yards rushing to Cincinnati's 53. God. And they did have a turnover. Bo Nix threw an interception in the end zone. Horrible. decision from Bo Nix. 38 minutes of possession for Denver, 22 for Cincinnati. That is gross. That is Ohio State playing a junior college. That is, 512 yards to 159. Despicable. 6.4 yards per play to 3.7. Sickening. So Cincinnati is in bad, 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 bad places. All right, there you go. That is the full week. That's the full week of box scores being reviewed. I think as we're going through these, I hope you're learning, a little bit about reading a box score and what to look at and what's important, what's not important, and what causes wins and losses in the NFL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next video.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.